Okay, so we are recording now. So Stacey, I really appreciate you spending some time. We went over in the backdrop some questions and what I'd like to talk about. So I'm Leslie Cornwell with Midwifery Business Consultation. I've been a nurse midwife for 7 years. Stacey and I have known each other for years. This is our first chance being virtual, but on the phone, we've known each other for years. I've had the pleasure of using her amazing billing company, Midwives Advantage. So Stacey Caruth Snell is the CEO, and also I didn't talk much about your home birth practice, but you also clinically practice on top of running this billing company.
Yes, I do.
So if you don't mind telling me a little bit about Midwives Advantage and why you started this company and what your services are about.
Midwives Advantage came out of the need to see services for midwives that were billed to insurance, processed, and paid. What I found in my own private practice and through my own deliveries was when we would submit a bill for the care a midwife had given, they'd be denied. And, you know, the codes were right, the diagnosis was right, the place of service, all those things. And it just, we kept hitting denials and delays. And I just knew there had to be a way that people could, their insurance would pay for care they receive from licensed healthcare providers.
Especially when they pay so much for their healthcare. And I'm excited about the Affordable Care Act. So if we can get insurance companies to pay for midwives in the birth center's home and hospital, that's better for us.
It opens people's choices to where it's, you know, all the decisions we make in life are financial. You know, whether you drive a foreign car or a domestic car or ride the bus, your finances determine where you
everything
live.
Grocery everything. Store, yep, where you, your and house.
So it kind of evens the playing field a little more, where people that don't necessarily have thousands and thousands in savings that they can have their baby wherever they want, when they know their insurance will cover it in a like manner as it would in a hospital setting, it takes that part off the table and they can make the decision on the location and their care provider based on their needs and not just
even their wants. I wouldn't say so much needs. Yeah, the choices. So perfect. The other question I have, why do you think it's so important for midwives to understand billing and coding? I know you and I have talked about it numerous times, and I'm a huge advocate for insurance processing and midwives to have this business knowledge background.
I think they need at least a basic knowledge. Just like any business owner, you need to know what the parameters are and the goal and how to get there in every aspect of your business. And insurance processing is a part of a midwife's practice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just even having a basic knowledge of insurance billing lets you know, like if you've hired that service out, it lets you know if that service is operating according to legal standards, or if you're going to do it on your own, you're going to need more than basic.
Yes, yes. And the time involved in that learning curve and learning by mistakes versus I have a lot of courses talking about hiring the experts versus you doing it yourself. We as midwives are amazing at caring for women, but it's important to understand the basics, but to know the good resources out there that will get you paid what you're worth, do it fairly, doing it appropriately.
Exactly. Yeah. Timely and quickly, you know, time's money. Yes. Let's get stuff in, get it paid in 30 days, and move on. Let's don't spend months and years faxing the insurance company stuff, sending in files, you know, defending what we submitted. Let's just get on the fast track and get paid for it and move on.
Yeah, it would amaze me how, like, you just, you know, the words to say and the laws to reference to defend claims, and how many representatives you talk on the phone, and I would bang my head against the wall, and years later, and the longer it drags on, the less likely you are to get that outstanding balance, or you want a good relationship with your women. So if you can keep the finances as much as possible out of the care and have an expert to refer to for questions is awesome.
You're right. You're right. Well, there's a saying in the insurance world, they're like, delay as much as you can, because eventually people will die. Well, not that a lot of our clients are going to die anytime soon, but they've played their hand in that delaying and not paying. Some people get tired of the communication, the correspondence, and that's where we've kind of cut through all that over years of learning how to play by the rules.
Oh yeah, there's so many studies out there that show the longer that any, I think they purposely, I'm probably get myself in trouble, get trained to drag it on, because the longer it gets dragged on, the lower they have to pay, the more the claims, it just financially doesn't make sense. You're paying that risk, that biller in-house to follow up on a claim, and eventually the overhead doesn't even make sense, especially small office stuff. I know with global maternity and our charges is a little different, but GYN primary care stuff, you're going to fight for $50 for 5 hours. That doesn't make sense.
Right. For 5 months. Right. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Yes. So a common question I get asked and I see on blogs often, when you're starting your own midwifery practice, how do you decide to be in network versus out of network with an insurance company?
Well, I think the basic thing is understanding when people are in network, those are contracts created by the insurance company. And of course, they're going to serve the insurance company's interest. That's the main idea. And they have a fee schedule. And those fee schedules, they're the rock bottom prices. Many of them are less than Medicaid. Mm-hmm. And you can negotiate fee schedules, but you're dealing with sharks.
If you've ever, it's a lot harder, especially being a tiny place. Yes.
And they can, they've got a lot of data at their disposal. They can run your MPI or run your social and see the volume of claims that you've submitted. And they know when they're dealing with a little fish, and the sharks are going to eat the little fish. But if someone did not negotiate a fee schedule, you know, something that cash pay, an office visit that might be $100, the insurance is going to offer like $32 on their fee schedule. And the patient will pay $20 copay and the insurance will pay $12. And many providers think, well, you know, I'll see a lot or I'll make up that money with volume. And from what I've seen, the fee schedules, you just couldn't make up that loss. It's going to be a loss. So the difference in out of network is your fee is your fee, whatever you determine. And there's other ways I'm sure you'll talk about later to determine a fee schedule.
Yeah.
But the insurance companies can't legally reduce your charge unless they negotiate with you and you agree. And what we've found through the years of I wouldn't say perfecting, but definitely improving insurance billing, is that out-of-network providers get paid much better than in-network. And it takes some navigating, it takes some education, but it is possible.
Yeah, and it's that quality of care versus quantity. As midwives, we want to give personal, amazing care. We don't want a high volume like a hospital. That's the last thing a midwife wants to do when they have their own mission and value they're creating for their business.
I have a good friend that's an OB-GYN. And I saw her schedule one day, and she had 40 patients her schedule for a day. And I'm sitting here going, how does that even break down? Like, if you work an 8-hour day at 5, and you have to document in between, and I'm just like, no wonder doctors spend 5 minutes in the room with a patient.
Well, and all I think about is why we have insanely high morbidity and mortality rates for our women in a good chunks during pregnancy. It's because of this insurance dictated assembly line. So yeah, I think with deciding in network, out of network, doing a good market analysis for your area, what the competitors are doing. I know in the Midwest, it's harder to find insurance companies that have out of network benefits. So you have to decide if it's an HMO, do you want to risk not taking that clientele population or doing cash? Sometimes you can do a necessity of need. I know those are all detailed things, but I think it's important for midwives just to do an analysis. But yes, I found statistically for most midwives, birth center, private practices, most of their insurance processing is out of network to be successful long-term.
Yes, I agree.
So the other thing I want to talk about is the difference between billing your own insurance claims yourself versus hiring an expert. I know we hinted at it a little bit, and I know we both have our biases present, but I want you to give a couple examples of when it might make sense to do in-house yourself, like if you have a background in billing, you're smaller, versus when would be a good time to transition to your services.
I agree with what you said. Some people, if they're smaller, we find people that partner with Midwives Advantage, many times they will keep their professional billing in-house, or like they've done it historically, or do it themselves, and then they bill for labor or extended time or facility or newborn claims.
Some of the claims that are harder to work through,
and they're not sure of and don't feel confident in, then they will partner with us to do that aspect of billing.
Okay, that makes total sense. Common mistakes you see midwives doing when they do their own claims. You get a new midwife on your team that you're going to start fixing claims from the past. You're going to help giving education. What are common mistakes you see?
I think by and large, the biggest mistake that is made is midwives not billing for all the billable care that they provide. Many of them are familiar with the global code 59400, 59400, and they turn that in and think they're done, but they don't realize they had a woman that had a trickle bleed or had a postpartum hemorrhage, or they treated for shock, or they transported to the hospital for a retained placenta. They don't realize that there are additional billable codes. They've earned more money for those services. So I think that is the biggest, I wouldn't say necessarily mistake, but oversight. Yeah. That they just, with some more education, to realize that all the scenarios that they treat and the work that they did isn't just included in 59400.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing, is that insurance reimbursement, to make an already established practice so much more efficient, the first thing I look at is what are they billing, what codes are they using, their revenue stream, because it's not increasing the volume, it's not marketing more, it's going back to the basics. You're already giving all this care. Most midwives are not billing all the codes that are outside of maternity care that
the work they performed.
Yeah, exactly. So is there any other specific tips while we're closing for insurance processing advice? Anything, if a midwife is considering starting their own practice, considering switching from a cash fee schedule to an insurance reimbursement process, they're in the beginning stages, what advice do you have for them?
I would say spend time doing a little bit of research and reaching out past your norm, what you're normally doing. You, Leslie, check with, do a consultation with someone. See if who is out there. There are people and companies out there that can broaden the horizon for what midwives are already doing. But one of the biggest things that I've used in my own life is, sometimes you have to spend money to make time, to make money. And a lot of times we want to hold on to that money because we feel like that's a commodity that's in demand and sometimes short supply. Yeah. And it's like, I love Success Magazine, love it. And I heard a recording years ago and it said, you know, do things that cause a reoccurring return on your investment. Yeah. And, you know, as midwives, they want to care for clients. That's what we do. We offer care. And don't be afraid to reach out and try different things. And there are several billing companies around the country. Try one. If that doesn't meet your needs, try another one. If that doesn't meet your needs, don't be afraid to change things up if you're not seeing the results that you like. Like, have no fear. Like, if something's not working, change it.
Yeah. And I agree wholeheartedly. I think that's part of business 101 is return on investment. ROI is the most important word I stress. When people are making their business plan and they're figuring out that good foundation for their practice, I say, don't stress by the numbers right now. All I want you to do is put your mission down, your values. What do you want to focus on? What do you want to hire out? Get the experts on your team. Even though it may cost you more money initially, what money is it going to make you long-term? Don't look at your short-term budget. Look at your long-term budget.
And everybody's afraid when they make a change. That's a normal, you know, take a breath and do it anyway. You know, I heard a saying like, if you could hire a housekeeper for $25 an hour and you can make $100 an hour at your job, you know, you'd be silly to do the $25 an hour work. You know, you're losing $75 an hour.
Well, and you're helping the economy when you do that. When you're using these other businesses and their resources, you're going to boost your economy because now there's all these extra jobs out there and the women have more money to come see you. It's a cyclical effect.
So it's looking exactly. It's a cycle.
Yep. So no, I appreciate you greatly. You and I have been through ups and downs over the years. And so I can remember our very first talk together in details. So I,
we've seen each other's businesses grow. A lot over the last few years.
It has. It's evolved. And you've seen me in my highs and lows. And it only betters you. It makes you get to the next level of challenging yourself, refocusing your life. And so I would never be where I am now if things in the past hadn't happened. So I appreciate them. And I appreciate your skills. So is there anything else you can think of to pick brains and talk about?
No, I think you've covered it.
Okay. Yeah. The only thing I wanted to suggest was just because you're a great resource, people could call your office. You have a great team with you. If they have questions about your services, if they go to Midwifery Business Consultation, I have it's about 5 hours long. You're in the middle of the course. It's a billing and coding beginners course for midwives. I think it's a great resource to help understand claims and what is in network, out of network mean, how to negotiate with insurance companies, creating your fee schedule. I know you hinted about that earlier. Yeah. All these things that are really important to create a good foundation or improve your current practice.
Yes. And if a midwife is looking to have a trial period to hire out billing, you know, they would love to have a chance to talk to them at midwivesadvantage.com is our website.
Excellent.
And, you know, they don't have to stay. There's no risk. We don't charge to submit the claims and they can submit it and see how it works.
Yep. And that's the part I love the most about your services. Because if we don't make money as midwives, you don't make money. I know a lot of services will have a monthly fee cost. They'll charge a percentage based on claims versus the money earned. And I like making arrangements with people where they've got risk on both ends. If you're doing a flat marketing, like even on other aspects of my business, I'll give them a commission off my profits because they're more motivated to get a better rate for me or do a better job because they've got some skin in the game. So.
Exactly. Well, no one here gets paid until claims pay. So it's important to everyone, you know, that we get claims processed and paid quickly and resolved and finished up. And that's the thing I appreciate so much about where we are now versus where we were 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, we see some claims pay in 4 days, some in 7 days, some in 10 days, but we usually have everything resolved by 30 days. And man,
amazing. When we can have a talk as midwives with our clients at 6 weeks and resolve our payments from insurance is amazing.
And that, you know, that's been a journey because you've experienced some of that where there were times we would, you know, deal with the insurance companies for months and we learned, we learned how to play the game by their rules and get midwives paid fairly for the work they do. So we're excited.
That 10 years it took you to get that skill, I don't think most midwives want 10 years of business startup learning those rules. So
but we kind of have a saying around here, we're the advantage you need. So
Well, thank you so much, Stacey. I think that's a great point to end on. And if anybody wants, I will put on the YouTube a link at the bottom for my midwifery business and Midwives Advantage. And then just the podcast, you can go to, if you Google search both of our business names, it'll be easily found. So thank you very much, Stacey.
Bye-bye.